Hello, this is Rich Wilson for Great American Four. It's Monday, October 26th, and we are at 42 degrees 14 minutes north and 59.35 west, which is about 100 miles south of Sable Island, which is in turn about 100 miles southeast of the easternmost corner of Nova Scotia. So heading along, we've got quite a bit of wind, 25 to 30 knots, been through a variety of sails over the last 4 hours, trying to push the boat a little bit to try to get accustomed to the higher speeds, but at the same time to be conservative. So we, for instance, last night at dark, went from the Solent and one reef in the mainsail to the staysail, two reefs in the mainsail, and then this afternoon when the breeze got up to about 30 knots, we went to three reefs in the mainsail. But still going along at good speed, 15 knots or so on the medium, probably down to 12, 13 at the low end, and 17, 18, 19 as in a surge. Also testing the autopilot and the settings and the systems. That's got a manual mode for the pitch control for the crawling a little outboard at the back of the boat, and it goes in the water, spins, generates electricity. Very, very efficient at 10.5, 11 knots. It puts out about 35 amps in its maximum load. And the boat you generally uses, if everything is up and running, maybe 15 amps, 16 amps, 17 amps if the autopilot is having to work hard, some more if we have the desalinator going, which is on an irregular schedule. So anyway, if we can generate 20 amps or so, 25 amps out of the hydro generators, then we're able to, in fact, charge the batteries up while we're depleting them at the same time, and that's pretty good. That's the solar panels and the wind turbine that we have also were unable to do that. The wind turbine seems to be cutting out at speeds that we, wind velocity that we don't think it should be, so we're not quite sure what's going on there. And it's gray outside, so solar panels aren't doing anything really for us. Did make some fresh water with the desalinator yesterday. Did get a few naps in last night, which was good since the first about 36 hours was pretty much straight, getting past fishing boats and, in fact, having a very, very, very little wind, so had to attend to the pilot and sometimes the end steer, and then finally just turned on the motor for a couple of hours just to get out to where there's some wind, because the boat has to be going a couple of knots before the pilot will be able to steer it. So going into the evening now, we're making right now 12.5 knots. We have 25 knots of true wind speed. We're at an angle of about 120 to that wind, and heading pretty much east. So that's all good. So we have ballast tanks 2, 3, and 4 of the 5 in. We try to weight the boat a little bit and keep it upright more, and also the keel is fully canted as well. So that's about it from Great American 4 today. And we'll look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Great American 4, off and clear.